Everybody, so I'm done. I graduated on Tuesday. If you want to check out my final project, I'm going to link to it in the description. And if for some reason you happen to have a 5.1 monitoring environment, I will also put a link to the stems and the video I used. That would be cool if you checked it out and gave me some feedback. I want to hear what's wrong with it. So being finished, this means I get more time. I get to actually sit down and do some research for these podcasts. And this one came from a pretty interesting place. So yesterday I was sending an email to Maureen Murphy. She was our Foley teacher at VFS. I didn't get to thank her in person, so I was sending her a little note. And Maureen's a great teacher, and she has this cadence and this way of speaking that it commands your attention, but at the same time, it also kind of really zens you out. This is a feeling I've encountered my whole life, and I just found out yesterday that not everybody gets this. I always called it the Bob Ross effect, but the acronym for it going around now on the internet, which is not yet official, is ASMR, or Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And it's this like deep relaxation that you feel like a physical reaction. And I always got this from watching Bob Ross paint. But usually it's associated with some kind of physical thing, like, getting your haircuts, one that a lot of people experience it at, or using one of those head massagers. So that's this ASMR phenomena. And very little is known about it. But the fact that it can be transmitted through sound alone, I find really interesting. This, I didn't know about this. I emailed Maureen. I still didn't know about it. And then I went into my email because I wanted to search for a paper on head-related transfer function that Destin had sent me. So I was searching through emails from Destin, and I did not find the HRTF paper because I got sidetracked by this weird video he had sent me that I had somehow glossed over. What it is this girl who talks really quietly into a binaural head. And it was super creepy. And it was 35 minutes long. And I was like, what the hell is this? And he'd sent it to me as a joke. And I was sitting there, creeped out. And then I was confused. And then I was super, super relaxed. And I noticed right on the title of the video, I hadn't even seen it, it said ASMR. So I looked it up, found out what it was. And it's grown into this kind of non-sexual stimuli fetish fad on the internet. So there's all these whisper videos on YouTube, as they're called, and they just drive some people into this deep state of relaxation. But people that don't experience this, they just get ridiculously bored or just stay super creeped out. Now, one of the things that really surprised me about ASMR is how little research has gone into it, because it seems like a very powerful tool, even if it doesn't affect 100% of the population. And it could be very powerful knowledge for sound designers as well, to be able to dissect what causes this reaction. I mean, our job is to evoke an emotional response with sound, and that's exactly what this is. And it's almost uncontrollable. Now, I am not a scientist. I work on a science YouTube channel. I'm not a scientist. But I decided to take a kick at the can anyways and collect some data and do a little experiment on ASMR speaking. I know it can be caused by other sounds, but I decided to just focus on the speaking right now because that's when I get it most of the time. So here's what I did. I randomly selected 2 minutes of audio from 5 of the more popular ASMR channels on YouTube, and I made sure one of them wasn't in English. I then normalized them and performed sort of modest noise reduction to level the playing field a bit, and then I measured how they speak. I measured the length of every phrase and every pause, and I calculated the averages. I then did the same thing with a 2-minute segment of Bill O'Reilly and Geraldo Rivera screaming at each other.
Justice! This has nothing to do with that poor old lady mayor!
And a 2-minute segment of my favorite social economist, Dan Ariely, as a control. Then I searched the peak and RMS averages for each 2-minute clip, which proved to be pointless, but science. And I wanted to perform a frequency analysis as well, but since the recording environments are completely uncontrolled and wildly different and a couple of them quite poor, there was really no point. And the results are really interesting in several different ways. And if you want to investigate them yourselves or like check my math, there's probably some problems. I have linked to the spreadsheet in the description. So starting with how they didn't speak. Of the five samples, the sum of the silence for three of them was 59 seconds. So adding up every single pause resulted in 59 seconds being the total of the 2 minutes. And get this, they're only like 7/10 of a second apart. Sample two was only 2 seconds away from the other three at 61.3 seconds. And Bob Ross was kind of out on his own at 49. He was also the only male I sampled, so that might factor in as well. But get this, his average length of pause in speech to like dab his brush or whatever was 1.16 seconds. This is only half a second different from our Spanish ASMR speaker, who was at 1.6 seconds, and all the other ASMR speakers fit in between them within that half second. I thought that was pretty fascinating. Now, I know a tenth of a second can be a big deal in a lot of circumstances, but for contrast, Bill O'Reilly and Geraldo ripping each other's heads off, they only pause for 5 seconds total in 2 minutes, so 10 times less than an ASMR speaker, and their average pause length is only 0.19 seconds. And our control, Dan Ariely, who I could seriously listen to talk all day, he still only pauses on average for about half a second, a little less. Now, these same striking similarities occur in average phrase length. Two of the five ASMR speakers' average phrase lengths are virtually identical. I came up with 1.37 seconds for two of them. The other two are less than a tenth of a second away, with the longest ASMR phrase average being our Spanish speaker at 1.77 seconds. Average phrase length for Geraldo and O'Reilly shenanigans is nearly 5 seconds, and Dan Ariely pulls in around 2.19 seconds. And like I'd mentioned before, I wasn't able to find any correlation as far as RMS and peak averages per clip, but I attribute this to the different equipment that was used and the fact that two of the samples were aired on television and are heavily compressed. So that's what I found. I don't know what it means or what it's useful for, but maybe someone with more resources and knowledge could pick this up for me. I would love to hear what you have to think about it. I think it's cool. I'll talk to you later.